Southside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Welcome to yet another edition of Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale, and my guest this week is a local fan favorite, Steve Gallup, and his playing partner, legendary Bay Area harmonica player, Bone Dog Cohen. You can see these two amazing artists at Oceansiders in Pillar Point Harbor, 2 to 4 p.m. Admission is free. Come sit by the sea and enjoy a beer or a cider with all the great music. First, a reminder that support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. Bangers and mash, burgers and fries, they've got all kinds of great food. It's delicious. And entertainment for the entire family. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday. Open mic night on Thursday for you performers. And karaoke on Friday and Saturday for you singers. Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. And thanks, Cameron, for supporting us all these years. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coastside Carousel. Have you guys been here before?
We have not. I don't think of you.
My first time.
My God. Well, it's great to have you. I met you at Oceansiders, Steve, yes. And we had a great time just having a beer, talking about music, and you've worked with a few of the musicians that I've had on Coastside Carousel.
Right.
We got Mr. Harp Player, Mouth Harp, Bone Dog.
Ow!
So first we got to ask how you got that name.
I've got this minor addiction. Steve has a song about buying stuff on Amazon at night, and my addiction is buying old tube amplifiers. My wife jokes that she'd rather I had a nighttime online addiction like other guys do. We're not going to go into that. but I find old amps. And one of these amps I got a few years back, this old Tweed Fender from like 1948 or so. Beautiful old amp. It shows a lot of wear. It's got the cigarette burns on the top. And the guy had stenciled in black and a faded glitter the names Dog Bone Williams. I tend to be a bit of a dog with a bone when I'm on a project trying to get a song done, what have you. Anyway, that's how it came about, and it seems to have stuck.
Steve, get your butt on microphone here.
All right, I'm here.
Tell us about your upbringing, and because I don't know a lot about your band. Your bio on the website is a little bit scant, okay?
Yeah.
And the band is called Play Away Rust. We'll talk about that in a second. But what are your musical influences?
So I started actually doing a lot of blues stuff. So Noam and I had a band with some other people here on the coast called Hip Shaker for a long time. In the early 2000s, we played for maybe 10 years or so together. So I was really into Buddy Guy, Freddie King, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all the blues stuff. Around COVID, I started working with a group called the Acoustic Guitar Project, which is a group that has guitars in 56 cities around the world. And each year, 5 songwriters in each city take that guitar and they have a week to write and upload a song. So I became interested in songwriting and got to meet a lot of great songwriters. And during the COVID era, I wrote a song a week for an entire year. And so most of the songs that Noam and I are playing now come out of that year of writing songs.
I love your lyrics. You're a little sarcastic, a little sardonic. I love
bittersweet.
It. Bittersweet. Bittersweet. It fits my personality too. I love your social commentary. So I want to start with, do you remember the 2020 blues?
Sure.
Tell us how that emanated. I know you were on KHMB at that time with Jim Henderson, but now we're going to give you full blast on your theory behind the 2020 blues.
So this was one of those songs that just kind of came out quickly. When COVID first hit and everything was shutting down, we thought that these things were going to be really fast. It was going to be over in 3 weeks. A lot of the things that were going on, I started kind of writing down thinking, oh, we're going to forget this stuff. So, you know, I wrote down that people were lined up for toilet paper, you know, and that you couldn't get chicken and that everybody was terrified anytime somebody coughed, right? We all ran away and felt like we were going to end up in the ICU if we were in an elevator with somebody who coughed. So it was kind of an interesting time. So I ended up with this big, like just a bunch of notes in a journal. And one morning I sat down and I thought, I got to turn this into a song. So just took a lot of the experiences that I had noticed that I had kind of forgotten about. You know, everybody's watching Tiger King right
that.
Now. Right? the kind of things that you don't remember. And then do you remember the 2020 blues? was ironic because it was 2021. It was still going on. And now it's kind of, the meaning of it has kind of changed because now people are thinking, oh, yeah, I do remember that.
All right, Coastsiders, if you haven't heard this song before, it's called Do You Remember the 2020 Blues? And one of my favorite lines in it is, I got into an elevator, thought I was headed for a ventilator.
There you go.
It's Do You Remember the 2020
rhyme,
Blues?
That's the kind of a rhyme that makes the song.
Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Started out over in China, then Tom Hanks got it in Australia. Prince Charles spread it all around London town. Every time I got into an elevator, thought I was headed for a ventilator. Do you remember the 2020 blues? We worked from home in our underwear for a year. Nobody cut their hair. Girls went gray. Everyone was blue. We bought bigger refrigerators, filled our garages with toilet paper, alcohol, and frozen chickens, too. I was standing in line at Trader Joe's, heard somebody blow their nose, ran straight away to the ICU. They told me, Steve, you're paranoid, but I was just trying to avoid that thing they call the 2020 blues. Do you remember those 2020 blues? We practiced social distancing, stayed at home and watched Tiger King, did jigsaw puzzles and happy hours on Zoom. If you lost your job, paid by the hour, the government sent you $1,000. Don't worry, the president says it's cool. Well, that guy got it, he did fine. We kept him and lost John Bryan. This virus can't be cruel. Do you remember the 2020 blues? We were getting tired of growing tomatoes, washing our hands and washing our mail when we heard the words that seemed too good to be true. There's a vaccine. Woohoo! Well, I rushed right out and got in line. You get yours and I get mine, and pretty soon this whole thing will be through. Now, that's not quite the way it went. There's booster shots and variants, and the politics left everybody screwed. So it's take your mask off and put your mask on. Take your mask off and put your mask on. Take your mask off and put your mask on. Eat your dinner in a parking lot and maybe by 2022, 3, 4, 5. Do you remember those 2020 blues? I've had enough of them. How about you? Those 2020 blues.
Community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale, and you're on Coastside Carousel, and I'm having a blast with the guys Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen. They will be performing for you on Saturday, April 12th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Ocean Ciders in Pillar Point Harbor. Admission is free. Come sit by the sea and enjoy a beer or cider with the great music. So maybe I'll get you guys to play it a little live today, but there's Do You Remember the 2020 Blues. Let's play another song right now because I kind of misspoke and said you were all 12-bar blues, but when I hear a song like Down in Louisiana, that seems like more Americana to me, just more southern rock, I guess you would say.
I always kind of wanted to write a Down at the Crossroads song myself, right? And this was my version of it. So I
put this song in a great American tradition known as murder ballads. And this is, I think, one of the best murder ballads I've heard. Anyway, my buddy Steve, he knows how to do it.
I just love creatives. All right, let's hear it now. This is called Down in Louisiana, Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Down in Louisiana, Mississippi waters roll. Met a little girl and I fell in love. She had a diamond in her nose, a diamond right in her nose.
primal past that we might wear. The words that still come on the building still echo in my head. She said that she had a lover, he would never set her free. If I wanted her to be my bride, you know the rest was up to me. He was handsome, the devil, he was kind. We made a deal for the girl I love, forever to be mine, forever to be mine. I never touched the trigger, I swear I never raised a gun, but I found myself standing over a man. Body took to trembling, my mind was not my own. I reached down, opened up his mouth, and I stole his teeth of gold. His money is still gold. I took it down to the pawn, traded for a ring. Sits on the finger of the girl I love, and she never asked a thing. I swear she never asked a thing. Down in Louisiana, Mississippi waters roll. I pay the price, I don't sleep at night, cause I know what waits below. Way down in the hole, gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Listener supported community radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and there is Down in Louisiana with Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen. Boy, that's good stuff. And we're having a blast talking about the music. If you like what you hear, you can go to the website playawayrust.com and see them live on Saturday, April 12th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Ocean Ciders in Pillar Point Harbor. What a beautiful scene. Admission is free. Come sit by the sea and enjoy a beer or a cider with all the great music. What else do you want to play tonight? Oh, I know what I want to hear next. So the song is While the Revolution Brews. And can I just read an opening lyric, and then I want you to do some commentary on what you already wrote, right?
Sure.
There's a few things I would change if I could. The current management is up to no good. So what were you thinking when you wrote that song, Steve?
You know, this was a time when a lot of conspiracy theories were coming out. There have always been a lot of them. So this was sort of the thread that runs through someone who kind of thinks that, you know, they're smarter than everybody else, have got it all figured out, and they want to teach everybody about all the conspiracies and what's really going on in the world and get you to join them. But with a spin that the current access to social media and using Instagram to do it and things like that. I actually finished recording this, you know, just before everything happened, January 6th. So it seemed a little prescient at the time, but I think it's held up. I don't know. You know.
I think this has a little bit to do with you having another hangout in Berkeley and spending a little too much time on Telegraph Avenue, maybe.
Yeah, it kind of started out in a restaurant where I was picturing this waiter trying to push his conspiracy theories on the customers and wanting to just talk your ear off, which isn't such a far-fetched thing if you've spent any time in Berkeley.
So let's see what Steve has to say. And Bone Dog, are you on this one as well?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, great.
Even your dogs are at the end.
Okay.
Your dogs are barking at the end.
Dogs with the bones? Okay, here we go. This is called While the Revolution Brews on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Thank you.
change if I could. The current management is up to no good. Yes, the means of production feed the gears of corruption. There's a few things I would change if I could. Oswald didn't kill JFK. I tell you all the truth one day. Right now the boss man's listening, so I head back into the kitchen. Just play along, man. Change is on.
That's a sign.
Yeah, they were the
100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710 is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale with Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen playing all the music they have right now, and more will be coming as they're working with Rich Pearsall and Studio E. That was While the Revolution Brews. Have you got any reaction to that song when you play it live? Anyone spitting from the corridors of Oceansiders or any of that? Even when fans can see you guys live on Saturday, April 12th, 2 to 4 at Oceansiders in Pillar Point Harbor?
We haven't had anybody attack the stage or throw anything, so we feel that's a good sign.
Yeah, I try and keep everything as neutral as I can. It's kind of a humorous take on it, so far so good.
God, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in today. I know everyone's time is precious. Steve Gallup, Bone Dog Cohen, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. It was great coming in here.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a great little place. I love the whole idea of community radio tying in. It's a great community down here. I'm peripheral up in SF, but the way Steve's plugged into the scene down here, and community radio is obviously a part of it.
Can you do a little mouth harp phrasing for our way out?
Hang on. What the hell happened?
And that'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support your local artists and the venues at which they play.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.